doesn't take away from the worth of it, then he's in his potter. Oman the Yom, the second one, Reb Nosson. Oman the Yom, the Shlech, Vayat, Kisav, Ashlichas, Yad, Enes, Chesaron. You don't have to have a Chesaron. Anytime a Shaima takes it and uses it for his own use, he has a Lach of a Shlech, Shlech, Vayad, he's Chayav like a Gazlan. But Mask of Lora Sheshis. Me did not look at Tony. Does our Mishnah say not look, the Shaima took it? Tilt a look at Tony. It just says he was Matatli, moved it around. Doesn't say you like stole it or like you're Shlech, Vayad. El Rav Omer Rav Sheshis, Sakhle Mayaskinon, Kagan Shatiltala, Lohovi Aleh Gazolus. That the Shoimeh moved his barrel for his own usage because he wants to climb on top of it to get his birds down from the roof. Because Savar, and we heard like this, our Mishnah, that Shoel Shalemidas, Gazlan Heavy, that he was a Shoel Shalemidas. You went to use something for your own sake. It's much not so much a Shlech Bayad, but you just went to use it for your own sake, so that's called a Shoel Shalemidas, that you have a look like a Gazlan also. And therefore, the Kula Rabbi Shmuel, our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Simon says, the Kula Rabbi Shmuel, whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. So then, in the Reisha, it's good that when you put it down again, it's called the good Hashava, that's why you put it. The Sefer, what does the Sefer say even after you put it down? Still, Yechayiv, Shenicha b'mokim Shaina Mekoimo. We're talking about that you put it down in the place that the owner did not specify to be its Mokim. Like the Sefer is talking about the owner was Miachav HaMokam. So if you brought it back to that place, that would be called the Gur HaShava. The reason why the Sefer says you're still Chayiv, you put it down the Mokam, Sheinu Mekoyim. Having more says. And now, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan want to answer the mission this way? Like Rabbi Yochanan says there's no way to answer our mission according to one man, the Yoma. Rabbi Yochanan, Hanicha B'Mekoyim HaMashma. Even in the Sefer, when it says that the Shema put it down, it's Mashmi, put it down in its right place. And still the Sefer says Yechayiv. So if you learn, you put it back in the same place, in the real place, so then, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you should be potter, because you made a good hashava. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that our sefer could only go according to Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Yochanan learns that now Mishnah, the ratio is Rabbi Shmuel, and the sefer is Rabbi Kiva. Now, Itma, we learned like this. Rav Levi, it's the Machlokes Rav Levi. Chadama once says, Shlichas Yad, Tzricha Kasarim. That's that a Shemer is Chayiv. If he Shaleich Bayad, if he takes it and uses it for his own sake, it's only where he made a Kasarim. He ruined it. He'd made a loss in it. The Chadam once says, no, Shlichas Yad ain't a Shlichas Yad. No, anytime you pick it up and use even a little bit, the Chiddush of Shlichas Yad is, even though you only pick up Miksas, you only use the Miksas, you chayiv on the whole thing. That's the Chiddush of Shlichas Yad over a Shoyal Shloimidas. A Shoyal Shloimidas is chayiv if you use the whole thing. But the Shlichas Yad, the Chiddush is, even though you only pick up a Miksas, you only use a little of it, you chayiv automatically for the whole thing. That's the Chiddush. So here's the machlek, if the shlichas yad chayiv only with a chsarin, or else no, even if you don't have a chsarin. Someone says, this time I bring you proof, to Rav who the yom a shlichas yad and a chsarin. Rav is the one that says that shlichas yad does not need a chsarin. The time you will learn. Royish, or Roy Edroy, or a shepherd that was watching his flock of sheep, somebody else's flock of sheep, and he left over the flock of sheep, or Bolier, he went to the city. And Tari says, we're talking about it, he went in the time when he was allowed to go in. When there's a special time, like a lunch break, when the shepherd's allowed to go in. And in the meantime, a boar zeb a torah. A wolf came and ripped apart his edroy. Or boari, or else a lion came with doris, treaded over them. Potter, the shameless potter. Because he had a right to go in and annoy this happened. What about teniach makol or tamili oleho? Let's say the shaymer put a stick or his wallet on top of the flock, or top of the sheep. That's called he was a shleich bayad. He used the sheep for his own use. Chayiv. Then the maestri is chayiv, because he's called a shleich bayad. He's like a ganif. And then he's chayiv even an oinsin. But the Vina, but we have a kasher on this. Mishum deliach ma kolib atamilo lech chayiv. Just because one time he put a stick or a staff on top of the sheep, he's chayiv. Hoshak linu, he took it away already. She's not a shlech bayad anymore. Amrav Nachman says, Amrav, the yerdin oleher. We're talking about now that a stick, a staff, are still on top of the sheep. For the Gemara sawat, like the Shoima left his staff on top of the sheep. For the Gemara, the yerdin oleher ma heavy. Even if he left it on top, sawat, holay moshcha. But he never made a shlichas yad. Mashma shlichas yad is you have to make some type of a kinyan. You have to take part of it for yourself. See, the shoima didn't make a meshichah at all. So he didn't make any kinyan. So why is he chayiv? The yom rav shmuel barav yitzchok kam arav shekisha b'makil. Yes, we're talking about the shoima first hit him with a stick for rotus olafonav and ran in front of him. So mele, that's called the shlichas yad. That's why the shoima is chayiv. The kol part of the kasher is, I've olay chosro, but there was nothing missing here. He just hit it. Half a minute, he gave a little hit on it. So the sheep moved, but it didn't make a chosro. There's nothing missing there. Here should be a proof that Kesava Rav holds Shlichas Yad, that if a Shayma uses the sheep for his own usage and he makes a kinyan on it, ain't a Shlichas Chasaron. He did not have to have a Chasaron, even though nothing is lost. No, there's no missing here, it's not devaluated, still Yechayiv. So the Mor says, no, there's no proof. The case is Shechisha B'makel. When he hid it hard, that he made the sheep worthless. So he made a Chasaron in the sheep, that's why it's Chayiv maybe. And they can bring it before to the Tony Shechisha B'makel. It says that if he hit it with a stick, why not with a stick? Shemamina Saraya, that he made a Chasaron, he made a lost it. Now the Mor says, if so, immediately Rav so Shechis Yatsu Chasaron, since Rav holds you have to have a loss, is Levi the bar plug to hold? No, when a shomer is a shleich v'yad, he'll be chayv even though he did not make a loss to it. The Mor says, my time with Levi, what's Levi's for him? Om Reb Yechon, Mishum Reb Yosi, Ban Roy. What's Mishuna shlichas yad hamur b'shem esocho, Mishlichas yad hamur b'shem echinam. Like we'll soon see. It says it two times the pash of shlichas yad, both by a shem echinam and by a shem esocho. The Rosh is the claimer. And a doim elizu, shezu nermo l'tzorech, v'loi mishtam ele b'chsorin. I will show soy mesoch on them shall it sarach. Ma shmoye shaboy al dosha. Because good it says it by Hashem Echinam. But why is it repeated a second time by Hashem Esocha? That's extra. Now since it says it a second time, that comes to teach us that Yichai is even though there's no storm. That's the way Levi learns. Now, Vani Yoymer, that means Rabbi Yechonin says, Vani Yoymer, ain't a Mishunah, no, it's not extra. Why it says it two times the Pasha of Hashem Echinam and Hashem Esocha, the Indian of Shlichas Yad. Rashi says, "Ani yomim Rabbi Yechonon, pole gad Rabbi Yosef ani roi Rabbi, v'yom ha'af he letzarech nemer." No, the reason the Torah says a second time shlichas yad by the pasuk of Shem Esocha, we also need it. It's not extra. But v'levi srilek Rabbi Yosef ani roi, the medrash minay the entzuchah chasaron, the mikra kama letesek adat lechuvi ad mechasalei. But just from one pasuk alone, I wouldn't think you need a chasaron. It's from the second pasuk I know you don't need a chasaron. I'll say the Gemara. Gemara says, "Ani yomim ani mishunah." Now my Mishunah, what was the Pshat in Rabbi Yosi ben Roy that he wanted to say Pshat Levi was? Because it says it a second time. He meant to say like this. What's different here? Because really, Loitayma Shlichas Yad B'Shem Esocha. The Torah did not have to say a second time Shlichas Yad in the Pash of Shem Esocha. V'teisim M'Shem Echinam, Ashkelon Enach M'Shem Echinam. Oma Shem Echinam, She'pot B'Gnei V'Aveda. A regular Shem Echinam, if it's stolen from him or lost, he's potter. Still the Torah says a Pasha. Of Sholach Boyad Chayiv, if the Shem Echinam takes and uses it for his own sake. He's Chayiv, but the Pasuk says, Im lo yimotzi aganev nikra balabayis, the nishbash lo sholach boyad, for lo posha b'shem rosoi. He has to swear that he was not a shleich boyad. So we see a Shem Echinam, if he was shleich boyad, he's Chayiv. So it says it one time. If so, Shem Esochah, Shechayiv b'gnev yaveveda, lo kol shechen, isn't it for sure that a Shem Esochah should also be Chayiv if he was a shleich boyad? If so, Lamai Yichusa Kazvina Rachmana. Why does the Torah have to write a second time in the pasuk of Shem Esocher also the tinyan of Shleich Vayad? If the Shem Esocher takes it for his own use, he's Chayiv. Even on Einsen, Loimloch comes to teach us that Shlich Hasiyad ain't a Tzricha Chasarin. The Torah says it a second time to teach us that a Shem Esocher, and now look at the Gila back even to Shem Echinam, that any Shemer, any time he takes it for his own usage, even though it takes part of it, he's a shleich boyad, even a part of it. He has look like a gazan on the whole thing, and it'll be chayiv on oinsin from now on. Vani yoimah, but Rabbi Yechonin says, ain't a mishuna. No, it's not extra. Why Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Elazar? The yom that he says, dovu do achasi. They're both only one thing. So Gemara says, what do you mean? My dovu do achasi. What do you mean to say it's both one Hashem Echinam and Hashem Esocha? Because he learns, in other words, we need both of them. Because really, mishum dikul amifuch. You could ask a question like this. Ma l'shoyim mechinim shekein mishalom tashlumi kefol v'toyin tainas ganes. L'shoyim mechinim also has a little chumra there. L'shoyim mechinim is potter on Geneva v'aveda. Let's say l'shoyim mechinim swears that it was stolen from him, and then later we find out that he himself has it. That's called the toyin tainas ganes. That he has luck, he has to pay that kefol. Ma shekein l'shoyim mesocher never has to pay kefol himself, because if it was stolen from him, he's not potter. He has to pay back the keren. So l'shoyim mesocher never has a ptur of toyin tainas ganes. See, if so, the Torah would have just said, Shlech b'yadat chayim b'shem echinam. I would have thought to say, maybe it's only b'shem echinam, because he has a chumrah, he could come to have to pay kefil. Ma'ashen kein shem esachah never has kefil. So maybe shem esachah would not have the pasha shlech b'yad. That's what the Torah says it over a second time. But maybe there's no chiddush, maybe both of them, dafkanida, a chsaron. He has no right, the second one is extra to teach us that even without a chsaron. Now the concern, well, man, the life par of the one that does not ask this question, so, Rio, that's not a question. Because Karna Bloy Shua, that the Rishayim Sacher has to pay for Geneva, if it was stolen from him, he always has to pay back the Karen to the owner. That's a bigger Chumra Adifa Mikfele Bishvua. That if you tell me a Shay Mechinam, sometimes he has to pay back Kefal. But a Shay Mechinam has it more simple, because he's Potter on Geneva Gaveda. If he swears that it was stolen, he's Potter. True, if we find that letter that he himself really stole it, they don't have to pay back Kefal. But Lechatchila, Shay Mechinam is Potter on Geneva. And a Shay Mesacher is Chayiv on Geneva. So a Shay Mesacher, that's called an Adifus. That's what a Shay Mesacher always has to pay right away in Geneva. That's called this more Chama than a Shay Mechinam. Therefore, Levi, or Rabbi Yosef held, that the Torah says in the Pasha of Shay Mechinam, Yechayiv for Shleich Bayad, Pshita, Pshita, Shay Mesacher would also be Chayiv for Shleich Bayad. So why does the Torah say it a second time? It comes to teach us that Shlichas Yad does not need a Chzor. Rava says like this, Loi Toima Shlichas Yad, the Torah did not have to say it, Loi B'Shay Mechinam, V'Loi B'Shay Mesacher. He didn't have to say it either one, because really, if it takes him Mishael, I can learn that from the Pasha of a Shay Mishael, when you stand borrow something. Olma Shoyel do a Das Bailim. COVID, when you're a Shoyel, you have permission from the owner to use it. Still, Sholach Boyad Chayiv, if you're Shalech Boyad, you're Chayiv. Now, it's really a Shoyel, there's no real Shlichas Yad. I mean, when a Shoyel takes it, you have a right to use it. What's a Shoyel? You're borrowing something to use it. So more means to say, that's good for the Pshat. We know a Shoyel is Chayiv Anointed. No matter what happens to it, you're Chayiv. Why is a Shoyel Chayiv Anointed? Because since the din of a Shoyel is allowed to use it for anything, it's like he's a Shleich Boyad. In other words, a Shoyel has the Chayiv to pay for Anointed because he has the right to use it. If so, Shay Mechinu B'Shay Mesachar Lekol Shechein, for them also for sure, that true, they're Potter Anointed. But if they take it and use it like a Shoyel used it, they use it for their own usage, for sure they should be Chayiv Anointed. So really, I should know this for Shleich B'Yad should be Chayiv from Shoyel. If so, Loma Nema, why does the Torah say it over twice, by Shay Mechinu and then by Shay Mesachar? So tell you, Chad, one Pashri is Leimalach, Shlichas Yad HaTzich Chesaron. One is to teach me that a Shleich B'Yad is Chayiv, even though there's no missing, there's no Chesaron, there's no loss. The either the second time, Shleich Toima, I shouldn't say, Daya Lovim Min Adin Liyas Kenodin. I only learned it out from Shoyel, so it could only be like a Shoyel. Ma Shoyel B'Bailim Potom. Just like a Shoyel M'Shoyel, if the owner is there when he's using it. He's Potom. Maybe Yav Shoyel Mechinim M'Shoyel M'Sach B'Bailim Potom. Maybe there'll be a Chiddush of Shoyel Mechinim M'Shoyel M'Sach also. If there's Shaleich B'Yad, when the owner is there, maybe there'll also be Potom. That's what Torah says the second time now, that by Shoyel Mechinim M'Shoyel M'Sach, if there's Shaleich B'Yad, Shaleich Adin, even though the owner is there, still there'll be Chayiv Anointed. Now the Gemara says, L'man V'yom Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chesaron. Hani tate shlichas yad lomeli. Why do I have to have 2 seconds for then? According to him, you always need a chesaron, so what does I have to repeat it for? Tamar says, chodo one shle time dayev. That's good. We don't have to say dayev lo min adin. We just can adin, like we just said. One is to teach us by shoyim mechinim. Real to the kashri is, learn it out from a shoyim mechoyim. Why do I have to say over again, shlichas yad by shoyim mechinim and by shoyim mechinim? So one is to teach us not to say dayev. That by shoyim mechinim, if he shlech vayad, even though the owner is there when he's working, still he's chayiv. Either the second one is for, like a tiny like we learned. The Pasuk says, V'nikra v'balabayas el Elohim, we have to bring the balabas to Bezdin. That means l'shvua, that he has to swear. Atwain, you're telling me l'shvua, that the Shem has to swear, ayen v'el l'din, maybe it just means to Bezdin. Nemr shlichas yad l'mata, v'nemr shlichas yad l'mala, ma'al halam b'shvua avkan l'shvua. The reason why Torah said a second time is to learn out, just like by Shoyel. The Torah says clearly, you have to swear. So b'shayim esachar also. That's what the Torah says, the shayim, the owner of b'shayim echinim, that the owner brings the shayim to Bezdin, it means that the owner has the right to make the shayim swear to him. If the shayim says it was nigdava, even though the shayim is potter, still he has to swear. Rashi says, nikra balabai salahim in l'sholach, afkan l'shua l'madnu shayim ishalmem keifel, ayidei tainis ganif, el yacha shvua, tegen chidish ar b'shayim echinim. That he has to pay kefil, it's only a first the Shem Mechinim swore that it was stolen from him. And then we find out that he's a liar, he had it. El Yacha Shvua, the Gam Lamadu Shinifna Megdeva Vyaveda Vishvua. Second thing also, we learn out that the Shem Mechinim is only potter when he swears that it was really stolen or really lost. But if he just says it was stolen, we don't believe him. There's a lucky he has to swear. That's what the Torah says, the Pasha of Shlichas Yad, secondly by Shem Mechinim. To make this type of the Hekish, just like it says over there by Shoyel, with a Shavua, the Rashi of Nemeshul Yad Lamata, it's a Shem Socher. Shavua is a Shem Tiyah Ben Shneim. And Lasholach better. I mean, it says it by Shem Socher. And it says the second time by Shem Mechinim. So the second time is to make this Hekish, they will learn out one from the other. So the kids are, Hisman the Yama, Rav holds that a Shlichas Yad always need a Chzorin. And the reason why Torah says it twice is, one not to say dayoy, the one to teach us the pasha, yes, this way. All right, stop.